Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Completed 3, 2, 1, ignition. Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
I don't know what you've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page.
Welcome to Bad Habit News, your source for animal news, and specifically, their bad habits. I'm Norman Newman. Tonight, we bring you a story out of central China's Fuping National Nature Reserve, where wild pandas are reportedly covering themselves in poop.
Wait, what? Guy Raz, come over here!
Coming!
Get a load of this!
We now go live to the Fuping National Nature Reserve, where our brand new Spy Witness reporter is standing by with the latest. Mr. Spy Witness, are you there? Hello?
Hey, cameraman! What's that red light? What? What are you looking at me like that for?
Dennis, you're live.
I am? I'm on TV?
Dennis?
I'm on TV! Mother! Mother, look! I'm on TV! I'm on TV! Clap, clap!
Mr. Spy Witness, your report, please.
Oh, right. Thank you, Norman. I'm here on the scene snooping for the scoop. The scoop on poop.
Scoop on poop? Are you hearing this, Guy Raz? He's a natural!
And at the center of today's poop scoop is the giant panda.
Oh, I love pandas. They're super cute.
Oh, no, Norman. Oh, no. These pandas roll around in poop.
Ugh. Oh, my. Am I hearing you correctly? Did you say poop?
Yes, Norman, poop. And no one seems to be asking any questions. So I, Dennis, Spy Witness Reporter, will get some answers.
Wonderful, Dennis. Just be tactful, polite, and when you approach,
hey,
just...
Hey, panda! Yeah, you! Why are you covered in poop?
Oh, good question, Dennis.
Whoa, is that what a panda sounds like?
Fascinating.
Well, there you have it. Straight from the panda's mouth. I don't know what you're saying! Back to you, Norman.
Thank you, Dennis. In other news, a crab-eating raccoon from South America was spotted last week eating lobster.
Actually, Mindy, I just read about this strange phenomenon in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Wait, There was a scientific study about Dennis's report on pandas smothering themselves in poop?
Yes, it was conducted by a team of researchers at the Chinese Academy of Sciences and led by a biologist named Fu Wenwei.
Well, a biologist is a scientist who studies the natural world and the things living in it. And both pandas and poop fit the bill, so...
Exactly. Dr. Wei and his team were studying giant pandas, specifically wild giant pandas in the Qingling Mountains of central China.
Oh, hold that thought, Guy Raz. It's Dennis.
Dennis?
Jello!
Mindy! Did you see me? On the TV?
What's he saying?
Who's that? Is that Guy? Guy! Did you see me? I was on TV!
We did, Dennis! You were great! The way you interviewed that panda?
We had no idea you had a new job as a TV news reporter, Dennis!
Yeah, you're a professional snoop now, Dennis!
Well, I'm not exactly sure this job is gonna work out.
What?
The network fired me.
You got fired your first day on the job?
Yeah, they didn't even tell me why.
Because you have zero experience or qualifications?
Whose side are you on, Guy?
Yeah, whose side are you on, Guy Raz?
Well, I'm just saying, as someone who did spend years serving as a professional foreign correspondent...
Dennis, where are you now?
Well, that's why I'm calling. I'm just a tiny bit stranded in China with a bunch of poop-covered pandas.
Sorry.
Can you come get me?
The network didn't even fly you home after they fired you?
They wanted me to fly economy, Guy. Economy! With three layovers!
Okay, Dennis, stay calm. We will be right there to rescue you.
We will?
Just tell us exactly where you are.
Okay, let's see. I am somewhere cold, and there are too many trees, and the ground is covered in snow. Oh, and there's dirt under that. Oh, and there are giant pandas everywhere, and some of them are rolling around in poop, and it smells really bad. And
okay, thanks, Dennis. You just sit tight, and we'll be right there.
Thanks, Mindy. You're one of the good ones.
Phew.
Okay, now, Guy Raz, where exactly did you say that poo-poo panda party study took place?
Okay, it wasn't a poo-poo panda party. It was a...
No, just where did the researchers discover the poop pandas?
Well, to be clear, they were giant pandas, not poop pandas, and they were first discovered by Dr. Wei back in the year 2007.
Okay, but where?
Oh, in the Qingling Mountains of central China.
Okay, great. Now, let me just look this up here. Qingling Mountains, also known as the Sichuan Alps, located in southern Shaanxi, China. Wow, that's a pretty big and vast mountain range, Guy Raz.
Oh, wait, I remember the news anchor mentioned something about a national nature reserve.
Yes, that's it, the Fouping National Nature Reserve. Great, now we just need to get dressed for the rescue mission.
Rescue mission?
Yes, we promised Dennis that we would go rescue him. And he also mentioned that it was cold there, so I've got the perfect costumes to keep us warm while helping us to, blend in with the locals, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. Wait, did you say costumes?
Hang on! I know they're in this closet somewhere. Oh, here we go! Found them! Walk, 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 walk! One panda suit for you, Guy Raz, and one panda suit for me. Now just step right into it, and I'll zip up the back, okay? There we go. Now, just stay still while I pop your head on here.
Can't I just wear my own head, Mindy?
I mean, you could, but your own head wouldn't really match your panda body.
Pop on the panda head.
That's the spirit.
Mindy!
Now, look at yourself in this mirror while I step into my panda suit here.
I'm adorable. I look so cute and cuddly, Mindy. Like a big, soft, and squishy panda. I could be a boo-boo beanie bopper.
Give me a zip.
Oh, right. Here you go.
Thank you.
Okay, so how are we planning to get to China to rescue Dennis?
Well, follow me right outside here. Reggie!
Reggie, of course.
Service with a smile. Reggie, we really need a ride to the Fouping National Nature Reserve in central China. Oh, because Dennis is stranded in the forest with a bunch of poop-covered pandas.
Do you think you can give us a ride, Reggie? We're on a bit of a rescue mission.
Yes. Okay, hop on, Guy Raz. Here, I'll pull you up. There we go. Operation Rescue Dennis from the Poop Poop Panda Party. Here we go! Nice landing, Reg.
Whoa. Mindy, this nature reserve is huge. From the sky, it looked like it spanned over 100 miles at least.
135 square miles, or 350 square kilometers to be exact.
Well, how are we supposed to find Dennis among all these trees? Maybe we should just call for him? Dennis!
Or maybe we should just listen for him.
Oh, sorry.
You know, Dennis's voice does tend to, travel.
All right.
Quit sniffing at me like that! What? I gave you all my food already! Well, how would you like it if I sniffed in your face?
I'd recognize that voice anywhere.
All right, you're asking for it. Sniff, 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 sniff. Ow, yuck. What is that smell? Oh, yeah, it's poop. Dennis!
It's coming from this way, Guy Raz. Come on. Run, run, run.
Slow
run,
down,
run,
Mindy.
Run, run.
It's hard to run in this panda suit.
Listen, you all look very cute and cuddly, but I don't want to be near you.
We're getting closer. Dennis, we'll save you.
Did you hear that? It's humans. They must be here to rescue me. Help, help. Save me, save me, save me.
There he is, Guy Raz. I see him. Dennis!
Save me, save me. Oh, great. It's just more pandas.
Dennis, it's us, Mindy and Guy Raz. And Reggie.
Yeah, we're just wearing matching panda suits.
Matching panda suits? You look ridiculous.
See, I told you we look ridiculous, Mindy.
Dennis, we're here on a rescue mission to bring you back home. And also we wanted to see the poop-smothered pandas.
Wait, that's why we're here?
Well, I got plenty of those. Feast your eyes. And nose. Yeah, they've been rolling around in horse poop all day.
Did you say horse poop?
That's right. Horse poop.
Yeah, but horse poop?
Mindy, yes! Horse poop! Why do you keep saying it?
Well, it's just that the habitats of horses and giant pandas don't usually overlap naturally in the wild. And on top of that, giant pandas are solitary animals, meaning that they often live alone and don't tend to socialize the way other animals do.
Well, that is true, but over thousands of years, humans have been bringing horses through the Kinling Mountains as they deliver supplies and such to farmers who live up here.
Ooh, like the Pony Express!
Look! Here comes a horse now!
What a coincidence! Yikes.
That's a whole lot of horse poop.
Sure is. Now watch what that giant panda does.
It spies the fresh pile of horse poop.
Takes a big ol' whiff of it.
Gently rubs its cheeks in it.
And there it is.
It's rolling around in it. It's rolling in the horse poop.
Ugh, I can't watch anymore.
That's okay, Guy Raz. I'll narrate for you. And now, It's using its little giant panda paws to smother horse poop over every inch of its big furry body and face.
Oh, you're right, Reggie. The poop is exceptionally fresh.
I think I'm going to be sick.
We interrupt this episode of WoW in the World for a brief bath break. Here we are. And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
There! You feeling better now, Guy Razzie?
Yeah, I'm better now.
Well, back to the big mystery then. Why would these pandas smear themselves with another species' feces?
Well, that's exactly what Dr. Wei and his fellow researchers wanted to find out, especially since this behavior of stealing another species' feces is so unusual.
Well, did they have a hypothesis or an educated guess as to why these pandas would do this?
Actually, they did. Dr. Wei and his team had the hypothesis that maybe by coating themselves in horse poop, these giant pandas were helping to keep themselves warm during the cold winter months.
Ah, nothing like wrapping yourself in a warm blanket of fresh feces.
Mindy! No! Well, what happened next, Guy? Did they interview the pandas?
Well, to test their hypothesis, they set up an experiment. An experiment that lasted an entire year.
A whole year? Sounds like they were testing their patience to me.
Dr. Wei and his team set out camera traps in this very nature reserve.
Camera traps?
Ooh, camera traps. Snooping 101.
That's right. These camera traps were cameras hidden among the trees, rocks, and ground covering. And they contained sensors that detected movement.
Oh, so cameras that only took pictures when there was action happening.
Exactly.
Huh. So what did they do after setting the camera trap, Sky Roz?
Well, they waited from June 2016 until July 2017. The cameras would wait for any movement from the giant pandas and horses. And when the cameras detected a panda or a horse in action, they'd start recording.
Ooh, candid cameras.
And over the course of that year, the cameras captured 38 instances of giant pandas rolling around in horse poop. And every single time, they followed the same detailed steps that we just saw a minute ago.
So this place is home to giant panda poop parties.
Yes, but why, Guy? Why?
Well, it appears that the pandas were drawn to the smell of the poop.
Oh, ew.
And the freshest poop, newer than 10 days old, seemed to attract the pandas more than the older poop. And when they examined this poop back in their lab, the scientists discovered that it contained two chemical compounds called sesquiterpenes that are commonly found in plants.
Huh.
Well, that would make sense since horses are herbivores, meaning that they only eat plants like hay and grass. I mean, what goes in must come out.
Well, I don't get it. This doesn't connect to the hypothesis that smearing horse poop all over their bodies keeps pandas warm in the winter.
Ah, but it does, Dennis.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Ah, wait a minute. No, it doesn't.
Let him finish his story, Dennis.
Fine.
So for the next part of the experiment, Dr. Wei and his team smeared some of these sesquiterpene chemicals onto the fur and paws of some mice in their lab.
Okay.
And what they found was that these chemicals essentially numbed or stopped the mice's bodies from feeling the chill of freezing air.
Whoa,
And since horse poop is packed with sesquiterpenes, Dr. Wei and his team believe that the giant pandas really could be smothering themselves in horse poop in an attempt to stay warm?
Well, there certainly is strong evidence to suggest it, but more experiments will be needed before we can know for sure.
Okay, okay. I hate to burst your bubble here, you two, but you seem to have forgotten pandas have fur, you know, to help keep warm.
Yeah, good observation, Dennis. I mean, Guy Raz, isn't that the whole point of having fur, to keep the animal warm?
Well, that is true, but in their year-long study, the scientists learned that the giant pandas only seem to roll in the horse poop during the coldest winter months, when the temperatures were near or below freezing.
Huh, maybe it's like how we humans might add an extra layer of coat or jacket to protect ourselves from the cold wind.
Well, it's possible, but staying warm in the winter can also be challenging for giant pandas, as they don't hibernate the way other bears do.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I guess their low-calorie bamboo diets make it hard for them to store fat in their bodies to insulate themselves from the cold, too.
I didn't know that either.
Is it possible that even though covering their bodies in horse poop isn't something that they would naturally do, that maybe it's something that they've adapted to over the thousands of years that horses have been coming through this region of China?
It's possible. And just like any good experiment, sometimes the answers just lead to more questions.
Like maybe, does it just feel good?
Help! There's only one way to find out.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Come on, we're dressed like giant pandas, Guy Raz. Consider these suits our own protective layers.
Yeah, Guy, come on. Haven't you ever wanted to prance around in fresh horse poo?
No.
Well, more for me then.
No, Dennis.
No, Dennis.
You're not wearing any.
Dennis, oh. Ew, save me, Mindy! Oh, no, it's so gross!
Dennis, I promised that I would rescue you today, and I am keeping that promise! Now stand back, I'm coming in! Run. Ooh, this is kind of fun! Come on in, Guy Raz! Your panda suit will protect you from the poo!
Oh, I hate it!
In the spirit of anything for science, I'm coming in!
Yay!
Well, great. Now who's going to save us? Reggie? I mean, look at him. He seems busy, like he's about to deliver a live news broadcast or something. Wait a minute! Reggie, did you replace me as spy witness for Bad Habit News?
Okay, Mr. Pigeon, you'll hear a lead-in from Norman Newman, and then you'll be live.
Reggie!
Okay, here we go.
Hi, I'm Norman Newman. This just in. A pair of humans in panda costumes and a disgraced former news reporter have been seen frolicking in horse feces in the wild forests of central China. We now go live to the scene with Reggie, a reporter from the Pigeon Press. Reggie! Wow, that sounds dangerous and disgusting. My thoughts exactly. Folks, don't try this at home.
Get me out of them.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
to record.
Hello, my name is Zen. I live in Miami. My wow in the world is that some planets don't orbit a star.
I'm Zoe from Grand, North Carolina, and my wow in the world was that echoes of the Big Bang were once mistaken for pigeon poop on an antenna. No offense, Reggie. Love your show. Bye.
Hi, this is Morgan from Pleasant Grove, Utah, and my wow in the world is rabbits make cecotropes, a nutrient-dense poop, and they eat it. I have a rabbit. She's a Netherland dwarf rabbit, and her name is Winnie. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz. I love your show.
Hi, my name is Chloe. I'm 9 years old.
And my name is Sam, and I'm 5 years old. And we're from New London, New Hampshire.
And our wow is that the tuatara, a species of reptile that lives in New Zealand, has a third eye on the top of its head.
Say hi to Reggie, Dennis,
ahoy there,
and Grandma G-Force for me.
Aw, isn't that nice?
Bye. Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Ian from Gilbert, Arizona, and my wow is that hippos make their own sunscreen.
Hi, I'm Jill. I'm from Melbourne, Australia. My wow in the world is that howler monkeys have booming voices and carry up to 5 kilometers throughout the forest. Bye.
Hi, I'm Ella, and I live in Conway, Arkansas. And my wow in the world is that whenever a starfish comes upon something that is too large to fit in its mouth, it unfolds its stomach, grabs it, and brings it back in. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Evie, and I live in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. My wow in the world is that tardigrades can survive on the moon and pretty much anywhere else. How bonker balls is that? Bye.
Hey, Mindy and Guy. My name is Brave Bro. I am 11 years old, and I live in Kapa'a, Hawaii. My wow in the world is that I just wrote you this song. Wow in the world is so, so great. I really appreciate it. There's Mindy and Guy and Dennis too. Don't forget Reggie. Grandma G-Force and Thomas Fingerling. Bye. Love your show.
End of messages.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Wow in the World is written by Mindy Thomas and Tom Van Kalken with help from me, Guy Raz.
Our senior producer, Jed Anderson, brings our show to life with sound design and music editing and is also in charge of wrangling Dennis, Thomas Fingerling, Reggie, and many of the other silly characters you hear.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight as our fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by 3-time Grammy nominees, The Pop-Ups. Find them at thepopups.com.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, Henry Moskal, and Tyler Thole.
To keep the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can learn more about becoming an official member of the World Organization of Wowzers. Learn more about upcoming events, shop our shop, and pick up a copy of our new #1 New York Times best-selling book, The How and Wow of the Human Body.
Grown-ups, you can follow Wow in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World. And our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of our show or an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing!
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.